WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, digital explorers. Jake Carter here, your friendly guide through the wild world of technology and its impact on our minds. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, liking, and sharing, but somehow still empty? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into something super important today. Reducing social media use for a healthier, happier you. Now, before you click off thinking this is another lecture on digital detox, hear me out. This isn't about ditching everything and becoming a hermit, though. Hey, if that works for you, go for it. It's about finding a balance, reclaiming your time, and boosting your mental well-being. Think of it like this. Social media is like that party friend who's always fun but can sometimes be a bit much. We need them in our lives, but maybe not every single night. So, let's break down some key takeaways to help you navigate this digital landscape with more intention and less stress. First up, awareness. You gotta know your scrolling habits. Track how much time you spend on social media, which apps suck you in the most, and what triggers those mindless scrolls. It might feel a little awkward at first, but trust me, it's like looking at the ingredients of that sugary snack. Knowledge is power, baby. Once you know your weaknesses, you can start strategizing. Next, set boundaries. You wouldn't let someone barge into your house uninvited, right? So why let social media dictate your time? Set specific times for checking apps, turn off notifications when you're trying to focus, and create phone-free zones in your home, like the dinner table or bedroom. Remember, you're the boss of your digital life, not the other way around. Now, let's talk about mindful scrolling. Instead of mindlessly liking and commenting, ask yourself, is this actually adding value to my life? Are you engaging with content that inspires you, educates you, or connects you with people who matter? If it's just a sea of negativity or empty entertainment, maybe it's time to unfollow, mute, or even delete those accounts. Speaking of deleting, don't be afraid to take a break. Whether it's a day, a week, or even longer, stepping away from the digital noise can do wonders for your mental health. Use that time to reconnect with yourself, rediscover hobbies you love, and spend quality time with people who bring you joy. You might just find that life feels richer without the constant stream of notifications and updates. And finally, remember this. Your worth isn't tied to your social media presence. You are valuable, regardless of how many followers you have or likes you get. Focus on building real connections in the offline world, cultivate your passions, and nurture your inner self. Think about it like this. You wouldn't judge a book by its cover, right? Yet, we often do that with ourselves online. Social media can be a tool for connection and creativity, but don't let it define your worth or happiness. You are so much more than those likes and comments. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She was constantly glued to her phone, feeling anxious and overwhelmed by the constant stream of updates. She realized that she wasn't actually connecting with people in a meaningful way. She was just comparing herself to others and feeling inadequate. So, Sarah decided to take a break from social media for a month. She used that time to reconnect with old friends, explore new hobbies, and simply enjoy the quiet moments. When she came back online, she felt calmer, more confident, and had a newfound appreciation for real-life connections. It was a game-changer for her. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you reduce your social media use and reclaim your mental well-being. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all figuring this out together. By being more intentional with our time and attention, we can create a healthier relationship with technology and unlock a world of possibilities beyond the screen. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Leave us a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media, but only after you've taken your daily dose of mindful digital detox, of course. Until next time, keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep those screens in check.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.